36 degrees outside. Baseball! Yeah! It is baseball season. Officially began yesterday. Cubs and Sox both kick off their season tonight. And I thought I would talk about some weird baseball food that you can get. Now, I don't know where these ideas come from for some of these food items. Some I'm very happy about, though. I'm happy that people continue to think up things like this. One of the first ones that we can talk about here is the burgeritza, which. Here's what it says. It's another baseball season. It's time for more unusual attention-seeking Major League Baseball menu items. The Cubs and the Sox are expected to announce their new food offerings very soon. In the meantime, here are some other ones from around the country. Burgeritza, which is the Atlanta Braves. Now, what can you guess, Esmeralda? I mean, obviously, it's two words that are stuck together.
Yes.
So it would be like a pizza burger. Well, I've heard pizza burgers before.
Or is it a burger pizza?
It's a burgeritza. Here's what it is. It's a it's a 20-ounce hamburger patty draped with four slices of cheddar cheese and bacon and sandwiched between two 8-inch pepperoni pizzas.
What?
It goes for a mere $26.
Oh, my. What? So instead of bread, it's pizza?
It's a pepperoni pizza as the bread.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Vic, was this on your two-week plan when you were on that diet?
More like 2 weeks worth of food.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah, that's $26, a 20-ounce. Now, clearly, no one's going to eat that on their own. That's one that you go in with friends and go, well, we got to taste this. This is just absurd.
Okay, so I'm seeing pictures.
Yeah.
I thought they were like mini pizzas, but this is like whole pizzas.
It says 2 8-inch pizzas.
I mean, that's still pretty large.
Yeah, it is.
For a pizza.
Yeah.
Wow. I was thinking like tiny little mini.
Like the size of a burger bun.
Right.
But it's a 20-ounce hamburger
patty.
It's
a 20-ounce burger, though.
I mean, it's a 20-ounce burger.
You need iron.
And they also write in defibrillators sold separately. Hold on a minute! All right. How about this one? Chicken and waffle on a stick. Now, I have to say that I enjoy chicken and waffles very much. And anything on a stick is usually good. You just put a food on a stick and it's good. This is the Blue Jays are selling this. So this is a Canadian product. Chicken and waffles on a stick. The Blue Jays are selling this deep-fried skewered taste treat with a side of broccoli and cabbage stew. Oh, cabbage slaw. Sorry, cabbage slaw. Why the slaw is not on a stick is anybody else's guess. See, they're trying to make it feel healthy there. You get some broccoli.
Right. Are the broccoli on sticks?
It just says a side of broccoli.
Okay. But why would they say that? Why is the slaw not on a stick?
Because it's hard to put slaw on a stick, I guess. You can put broccoli on a stick.
Yeah, slaw on it. I don't know. A million tiny little sticks for each piece of slaw.
Boy, that would cause some serious throat issues, right? How many people are going to choke on little pieces of wood trying to eat their coleslaw? Well, the chicken and waffle with the side of broccoli, that doesn't sound insane. You know, I mean, it doesn't sound like insanely unhealthy, like the burger with the two pepperoni pizzas jammed to it with bacon.
Right. People need some green. You need some fiber.
Sure. All right. Buffalo cauliflower poutine. This is also, obviously, this is Toronto, because I said poutine. And that is a Canadian thing. If the chicken and waffle don't tempt you in Toronto, then you will certainly won't be interested in this concoction of breaded cauliflower in buffalo sauce with unsqueaky cheese curds, scallions, and some gravy. Now, that last part describes what poutine is. It's instead of fries, though, it's cauliflower. Deep-fried cauliflower.
That's, I like that.
That's buffalo flavored.
I like that. Low carb.
Low carb. So you're going to, instead of your potatoes, you'll get some cauliflower instead.
Right.
All right. How about this? The chicken and donut skewer.
Yes, please.
Oh, really? Speaking of skewers, the Rangers offer, Texas, of course. The Rangers offer a 12-inch skewer of donut holes and fried chicken drizzled with buffalo honey sauce. So is it like a shish kebab, and it's like it alternates between a donut hole and then a piece of chicken, a donut hole and a piece of chicken, all glazed in your buffalo honey sauce? Dan, you're making a face.
Yes, that is exactly what it is, actually.
Oh, it is.
Sounds so good.
So it's a chicken and donut skewer. They don't have the price for that one.
Have you ever heard of a Luther?
Oh, sure.
The Luther Burger. Yeah, it reminds me of that.
Yeah, Luther Burgers are good. They're good.
I've never had one.
I have.
I'm frightened.
They're good.
I'm scared I'm just going to drop dead.
It is a tasty burger. Yeah. Yeah. For those people who don't know, it is a, well, I mean, I had it as a bacon cheeseburger that was served instead of a bun, but on a sliced Krispy Kreme glazed donut.
Which, is it rumor that it was his favorite, or it was his favorite?
I don't know if it was ever really proven.
That Luther Vandross.
But they did call it the Luther Burger.
Right.
Because Luther Vandross evidently, you know, reportedly, or the rumor is that he ate a lot of Luther Burgers. And that the Gus from Wiener Steel Champion, that's where I had it. He brought them here to the station, and I had a couple. But he told the story about how, I guess, Luther Vandross was, like, at home, and he was making a bacon cheeseburger, and he ran out of buns. So he was like, I got a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. I'm just going to use one of them. And he thought it was so great that, you know, that became the invention.
I mean, that's what happens, right? Necessity is the mother of all inventions.
I guess, yeah.
You don't have any bread. Can't eat just a burger.
Right.
Without a bun.
That's right. So he got himself a glazed Krispy Kreme donut. And it is really good. I mean, I got to say, you know, the saltiness of the burger and the bacon with that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
With the glazed donut is really.
It's amazing.
It's really good. But you can't have, like, more than one a year. I mean, I guess.
No, I think maybe a few months in between.
Yeah. But they're good, though, man. They're good. Dan, did you have one?
I did have one. I did not enjoy it as much as you did.
Are you not a fan of the salty sweet?
I am. I eat tortilla chips with ice cream all the time.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
You ever done that? Like
no.
Nachos with ice cream on top? Delicious.
Wait a minute. You don't.
Delicious.
Wait a minute. You've never heard of this before?
No.
Haven't you ever seen anybody take, like, McDonald's fries and an ice cream cone and just scoop the ice cream
right,
with the fry?
Wendy's.
Or like the Wendy's.
Wendy's
or
fries.
Wendy's with the Frosty.
Right,
but they used to do it at McDonald's with the ice cream cones. When I worked at McDonald's, like 30-something years ago, they would get soft-serve ice cream and then order fries and then scoop up the ice cream with the fries.
Yeah, I've always heard of that. I've just never heard of tortilla chips.
But tortilla chips are just hard fries.
Okay.
No, they are. They're salty and they're
or hard tortillas. Yeah,
but I mean, but it's the same kind of thing. They're fried, right? They're salty,
right? Yes,
they're a little bit more crunchy than a fry.
Yeah,
but it's the same sort of like it. The taste buds that are activated are the same as the taste buds that would be active. Well, like you had different kinds of taste buds in your mouth.
But yes, I enjoy that. But when I don't know, just. I think that the heaviness of the meat with the sweetness, I was like,
oh, it's a, you know, I think you put your Dan, you put your finger on it. It's a really heavy burger.
It is a heavy burger.
I mean, especially the way, you know, when Gus made it. I mean, you know, it's like five slices of bacon on it and stuff and cheese. It's heavy. I mean, it's not, you know, like it's finishing one is an issue. You know what I mean? Like that takes a little bit of a, you got to be dedicated to finish one Luther burger because it's a lot, man.
Sure.
In one bite, you're like, ugh.
Could you feel your arteries just closing in on you?
Yeah.
it was your heart's just like, why?
Yeah. No, it's good, though. It's good. I mean, you know, you're talking to your wife, Elizabeth, and saying you're going to come to join her, honey, after you take a couple of bites, but still. All right, we got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. We're going to find out more weird baseball food. The next one here, I got to say, I have to say, this one really jumped out at me, the next one I'm going to read, as something I would order. So far, the only thing that I would order on this, I would get the chicken and waffles, and I would get the chicken and donut skewer. I say no to the cauliflower poutine, and no to the burgerita, which just seems completely ridiculous to me, unless there's 10 other people who are going to, like, eat it with. So, all right. And then we have the WWE WrestleMania results from WrestleMania 32. And Dan, you didn't tell me. I just watched Triple H's entrance.
All 87 minutes of it?
What the hell was that?
Oh, my God.
And what was Stephanie wearing? She looked fantastic, but she looked like something out of Mad Max.
She looked like a Skeletor reject.
It was fantastic. With the frizz, her hair was all frizzed out like a lunatic. She had like high-heeled boots on, like a little leather contraption. And it took her 15 minutes to introduce Triple H. Took him another 20 to walk to the ring, surrounded by guys with skeleton masks on. It was one of the most ridiculous entrances I've ever seen. It was funny. The Onion posted an article last month that said the Undertaker is headlining WrestleMania, so he's beginning his entrance right now. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Find some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Yeah. Root for the whole team. They don't win, it's a shame. Yeah. Now it's 1-2. Morning, everybody. Baseball season, despite the fact that there's snow in the forecast and it's currently 36 degrees at the lakefront, it's April in Chicago, man. That's what happens. Baseball season officially started yesterday, and tonight the Cubs kick off and the Sox kick off, both in California. Is the Sox the late game? Because I know the Cubs are a 9:05 start.
I'm not sure. Pre-game starts at 8:30. The game starts at 8:30, but it's one of those.
One of those. Okay. So it's there. I mean, they're on the West Coast, so that's how it works. So we're talking about some of the weirdest baseball food for 2016. We talked about the burgerita, which is a 20-ounce burger patty with cheddar cheese and bacon, sandwiched between two 8-inch pepperoni pizzas. $26. Chicken and waffle on a stick, deep fried on a skewer. Side of broccoli and cabbage slaw. Buffalo California poutine, which is breaded cauliflower and buffalo sauce with cheese curds, scallions, and gravy. The chicken and donut skewer, which is donut holes and fried chicken alternated on a skewer covered in buffalo honey sauce. Okay, those are the ones we've talked about so far. And Esmeralda, what are you... You like the chicken and donut skewer.
Right. I like all the chicken stuff.
Yeah.
And I would totally eat that poutine.
Okay.
With the cauliflower.
Okay. Dan, what about you? Anything appeal to you?
I think I'd give that burgerita a try.
Is that right?
I would, I think.
Wow.
I'd have. You know what? I'm kind of picky on the pizza.
What is it?
What kind of pizza is it?
Pepperoni pizza.
No, I know, but is it
like is it Tombstone?
Right. I see. So you want to know the type of pizza.
If it's Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
I'd be on it.
Oh, you would? Oh, God.
I like a pan Pizza Hut pan pizza. Those are good. That crust is so tasty.
Oh, man. All right. And you're from Joliet?
What?
You're picking Pizza Hut?
I'm not saying, like, I want that all the time. I'm just saying it's a nice buttery crust.
All right.
By the way, 815 does confirm we do have different taste buds in our mouth, apparently.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, they react to different things on your when it hits your mouth. That's why you've got like this, you know, those, what are the flavors?
Salt, salty, sour, sweet,
savory.
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 Well, that's salty, right?
No, I think it can be different. I know umami.
And umami is the one that everybody tries to go for.
The mystery.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
Sour. Do we say sour?
Sour. All right. Are you ready for the one that I actually thought I was like, yeah, I yes. The cheeseburger dog. In Arizona, apparently, they make their hot dogs out of grilled hamburgers, seasoned with bacon, green onion, and cheddar cheese, breaded, deep fried, and presented for your dining pleasure on a hot dog bun.
I'm digging it.
Oh, man, I would eat the hell out of that.
Now it's breaded? Is it like a crunchy breading?
I don't know.
I wonder.
So, I mean, I'm assuming, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's probably just, it's like a hamburger that's been ground up. It's like ground hamburger, bacon ground up, all that stuff. And then it's breaded and deep fried. Yeah.
Right. No, but I'm just like, is it corn dog breading? Because that would be weird. Just corn dog breading.
I guess it's, my guess would be it's not, you don't need a hot dog bun if it's going to be a corn dog. But yeah.
Maybe next year.
I've often liked the, I have to say, you know, I have a guilty, real guilty pleasure. I haven't had one since I stopped drinking. But
what, a corn dog?
No. I love corn dogs. Even when I'm, you know, not drinking. Even when I wasn't drinking, I liked corn dogs. But no, this, you know, like you're at the, you know, the 7-Eleven, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and they got those damn hot dogs. They're hamburger cheeseburgers that are shaped like hot dogs.
Right. I think this is what that is.
I know, but it's not deep fried.
Okay.
These are on like the rollers,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like a you know, it's just a cylindrical like tube of meat,
yeah,
of hamburger meat with cheese. I had a 7-Eleven when I lived in Andersonville. I had a 7-Eleven 3 blocks away from my apartment, and there were nights when I went in and got a couple of those hamburger dogs.
Yeah, I've eaten a lot for some reason I like eating their sandwiches.
God. No, I went right for the, you know, a shape of meat that doesn't happen in nature at all. Just put it on a hot dog bun. The only time I would ever pick up a ketchup container and a hot dog bun was when I had one of those.
Well, because it's a cheeseburger.
Because it's a cheeseburger. It's not a hot dog, and you don't put ketchup on a hot dog. You know, and I've often said this. If you are over the age of 5 and you put ketchup on your hot dog, you should go directly to jail.
Is there an alarm that goes off?
No bail, nothing. If you are 6 years old or older and you put ketchup on your hot dog, directly to jail.
Hot dog police?
Because there's obviously something else wrong with them if they're doing that.
Clearly.
Right?
Clearly. They got no business living in this city if you're going to put ketchup on your hot dog.
Move out now.
That's right. You're not a Chicagoan. All right. Last one before we break here. You ready for this one? This one sounds good, too, Esmeralda. Get ready. The tater tot chop.
And I'm in.
That didn't take long.
Tater tot. You got me a tater tot.
If you were hoping for a pork chop covered with tots, you'd be bummed. This one is tots mixed with waffle batter, bacon, cheddar cheese, and jalapenos pressed into a waffle iron that is somehow made into a sandwich with a side of Coca-Cola ketchup.
Where is this?
In Atlanta.
I'll see you later.
All right.
Just going to go right
Atlanta now. Is also the home of the Burgeritza, so they're doing some very interesting and provocative things in Atlanta.
I'm just going to go do some R&D.
That sounds
overnight
insane.
Remote.
That's right. Tomorrow morning show, we'll be in Atlanta eating tater tot chops, and Burgeritzas. And then we're going to have to be helicoptered out because we won't be able to stand up.
From the stadium.
I don't know if the helicopter will lift us.
I won't be able to lift all of us.
Be like beached whales.
Depends on how many Burgeritzas we consume. All right, I got more ridiculous food items here. Coming up a little bit later on, my dad will call in and tell a joke. And we have the Blackhawks Express from yesterday's pretty crazy Hawks game. Lots of crazy stuff happened during that game yesterday, and we'll hear it all with the Blackhawks Express, which again I think will run 12 minutes and 58 seconds. All right, we got to take a break here. The news is next. Yeah, man. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude. Weekday mornings, 2 to 5. Steve Grzanich, opening bell at 5 o'clock, and the great Steve Cochran at 6. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Talk or text 312-981-7200. You can also you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/NickDShow, and you can follow us on Twitter at NickDShow. So my dad will be calling in to tell a joke because it's Monday morning and it's a jokey time. We got a Blackhawks Express from yesterday's crazy game. And I'll give you some of the results of WrestleMania 32, featuring one of the most ridiculous entrances I've ever seen. Involving a 7.5-minute speech by Stephanie McMahon, who was dressed like somebody out of a Mad Max movie. So I enjoyed what she was wearing. But we're talking about, it's baseball season has just begun. And the 2016 is offering some new food choices at the major league ballparks around America. And we've been talking about some of these things that are available for everyone. And we're on to the, we've got like, I guess it's Atlanta's the place. Because I'm looking at this list and there's yet another coming up. There's another insane food product out of Atlanta. So Atlanta seems to be the place where they're doing, I guess, the most excessively ridiculous stuff. Because that's where the burgerizza was. That's your 20-ounce burger, cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger, that's served on two pepperoni pizzas. And then the other one is the other Atlanta thing is the tater tot chop, which is served with Coca-Cola ketchup. So I'm guessing that it's Coca-Cola, like, sweetened with ketchup, or ketchup sweetened with Coca-Cola, even though ketchup's pretty sweet already. So, all right, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The Wicked Pig. This is the Rangers, Texas.
Okay, oh.
It's a concoction that's almost as good as the sandwich itself. Here's what it is. You ready? The
okay.
Wicked Pig. Pulled pork, bacon, sausage, prosciutto, ham, pork rinds, coleslaw, barbecue sauce. What? All on a burger.
Oh.
On a sandwich.
Goodness gracious.
Mm. Piled real high.
I mean, that makes sense. Everything's bigger in Texas, right?
Right. But that's every form of pig.
I wonder if you could assemble the pig back into
just like
its,
rebuild the pig?
Rebuild a pig with all that's on that thing.
Pulled pork, bacon, sausage, prosciutto, ham, pork rinds.
You kind of could.
That's like
way.
Every pig part.
Right. It's skin.
Just put it all together. And you actually are going to eat an entire pig. They should call it the babe.
Oh, no. People would be so.
What's the Duh Burger? Have you had Duh Burger at the UC?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's good. That's a bunch of pork, too. That's like sausage. Oh, man. It's
Is it
good.
Ground up into a
yeah.
patty?
It's so good, man.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. It's good. All right, here's another pig. Oriented food item. Minute Maid Field. So this would be in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The Flying Pig. Another porky pleasure. It's deep fried pork shank covered in peanut curry ranch without orange juice infused ketchup. With or without orange juice infused ketchup. Pork shank, so it's deep-fried pork shank.
Quick clarification, Minute Maid Field is Houston.
Oh, it's Houston, right. Why did I think it was Florida? Well, because
Orange juice.
But
apparently, Texas love their pork.
Yeah, they do, evidently.
I would think it'd be cows.
Yeah, well, I think that's anything meat-related. It goes over pretty well in Texas.
That's why it's variety. They're used to the cow.
Yeah.
they want to move on. Pork's a little lighter.
All right, here's another one from Atlanta. The Everything Dog.
Okay.
They are abandoning all culinary consciousness to celebrate the final season at Turner Field. This one honors former owner Ted Turner, who was known for his lavish lifestyle. Although perhaps nothing like this. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
For the Everything Dog. It's a foot-long hot dog, chock with fries, chili, nacho chips, beer cheese, jalapenos, popcorn, and drizzled with more of the Coca-Cola infused barbecue sauce.
All right, no, that sounds gross.
Come on, it's a foot-long hot dog, fries, chili, nacho chips, beer, cheese, jalapenos, popcorn, and Coca-Cola-infused barbecue sauce.
You know what it sounds like? Everything that will be on the floor of that of the stand.
At
the
after end
of
you the, throw
at,
it up?
After the three, yeah. It does. It sounds like they just scooped a bunch of crap off the floor that's left.
Scraped a hot dog up and down the stairs.
Yeah, and said, here you go. Enjoy our Coca-Cola-infused barbecue sauce.
And popcorn.
Now, speaking of which, the last one that's on here is Cracker Jack and Mac Dog.
Okay.
Combining the three great ballpark foods, Cracker Jack, hot dogs, and macaroni and cheese. Since when is macaroni and cheese a great ballpark food?
I mean, hot dogs,
Cracker Jack, you hear that? That's in the song.
Because there would have to be, like, bites.
What? Am I missing something here? God, I can't wait to get to the ballpark, have a beer and a mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Hot pasta and cheese. Yum.
I don't understand. Yeah, it's July. Nothing I like more than a nice steaming heap of mac and cheese.
I think everybody, that's a big thing. I'm not a big mac and cheese fan.
Why?
Because my mom, I never ate Kraft macaroni and cheese. My mom would always make macaroni and cheese, but it wasn't like that.
So she did like the homemade stuff?
Well, yeah, she would just do pasta, like rigatoni or something, and then just shred cheese into it. So it's just kind of dry and weird and just melted cheese on top.
She didn't make like a sauce?
No.
She didn't do a bechamel?
No, that was not her.
Really?
Because mac and cheese in our house was just pasta with cheese on it. It wasn't mac and cheese.
Okay, well, that's not mac and cheese.
It wasn't the original.
There's got to be a bechamel sauce.
I know, and I never. So I was like, I hate mac and cheese. Gross.
Well, have you tried Kraft?
Yeah, I mean.
It's classic.
It's fine.
It's Kraft. It's the blue box. It's the
right.
Kraft.
It's put me off of mac and cheese.
I can understand, but I can understand.
Like, I'll have bites of it from people, but I'll
never
order
on my own.
Boy,
man, a good mac and cheese. I'm telling you, a good mac and cheese.
I'm not a big pasta person to begin with, so.
You know where they have really great mac and cheese? Sides? Is by my apartment, there's a very dangerous barbecue place called Smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Which
I like Smoke.
Within walking distance from my apartment. And and I've been there way too many times. It's dangerous living
good.
That close to Smoke. And now a Lou Malnati's is open. Smoke is approximately 1,200 feet from my apartment. And Lou Malnati's just opened 900 feet from my apartment.
See, what they should do is do a little crossover, some sort of pizza with Smoke.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
I posted on my Facebook page when I found out about the new Lou Malnati's by my place. I was like, I don't think I'll ever go grocery shopping again. And by June, I'm going to weigh 643 pounds.
We're going to have to roll
nothing but Lou Malnati's and Smoke.
Dan will just roll you
down
the expressway.
Yeah, roll me down the expressway. But no, Smoke, you know, everything at Smoke is good. Brisket is amazing. What have you had there?
I think I've mainly had the brisket.
The brisket's amazing. The chicken is really good. Both styles of ribs.
And, you know, I think I've had the mac and cheese.
And the mac and cheese, their side mac and cheese, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
I mean, it's good. I just have bad
I can
memories.
Understand you having bad memories because that's not mac and cheese. Your mom did not make mac and cheese. She called it mac and cheese.
Well, no, it was noodles and
noodles with some cheese on it.
Yeah, but in my head, I'm like, that's mac and cheese. No, this is not good.
Well, here's what they do: they take hot dogs, macaroni and cheese, and Cracker Jack, and they all blend it into one messy concoction. And there's a caramel sauce to go on.
Oh, that seems too much sweet.
And that's Pittsburgh.
Now, where do the Cracker Jacks go? They blend
on the
it?
Hot dog. No, they just like sprinkle them on the hot dog.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Yeah. That doesn't sound very good to me either.
Hardened caramel popcorn.
That's what it is. Yeah.
I mean,
it's like a garnish. They put it on top. They sprinkle it on top.
Does not sound good.
Doesn't sound good to me either.
No, thanks, Pittsburgh.
I like all three of those things separately. You know, I like Cracker Jack. I like hot dogs and I enjoy mac and cheese. I don't really know about that. I'm not sure about the caramel sauce.
No, that's too much. Unless it's like a salty.
Yeah.
It might be good.
Yeah. I don't know.
But does mac and cheese on its own have a sauce?
Yeah, it's cheese sauce.
It seems a little oversauced. It's too much sauce.
No, in your world, macaroni and cheese does not have a sauce. It has grated cheese.
I mean, now I know that it does.
Yeah, I know you do. Well, I got to go with the chicken and waffle on a stick sounds probably one of that. And the tater tot chop sounds good, too.
I'd probably get the tater tot chop and the poutine.
And the poutine. All right. Well, they offer a Chicago style hot dog, Bloody Mary, at Comiskey or the Cell. I still call it Comiskey, at the Cell, where you get like it's a regular Bloody Mary, you know, and then they put a Chicago style Vienna wiener on a stick, and you can have that, and it's served in a mason jar that you can take home.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
See, I like those because it's a little pricey for stuff, but at least if you can take something home.
Yeah, you'll get the mason jar. Yeah. I think it's only $43.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's nothing. Are you kidding? I'll tell you what. I went to a Sox home opener about 3 years ago, which is unusual for me because I hate the Sox. But I went because George Karzis from Gale Street Inn was – I said, hey, I got tickets for the Hawks game tonight. Do you want to come? He's like, yeah, I have an extra ticket for the Sox game today for the home opener. You want to go? And I'm like, no. And he says, just come on. We'll go to both games.
It's an experience.
So we ended up going to both games. Sox won. It was actually a pitcher's duel. It was actually a really good game. And I had when I got there, we were like on the club level, and they said you need to try the Bloody Mary here. And so I had the Bloody Mary. It was one of the best Bloody Marys I've ever had in my life. Was in the club. I don't know what the name of the place was, but it was a bar in the club level at the Cell, and it was best Bloody Mary I've ever had.
I mean. Yeah, throw a hot dog
and stuff, and like meat and all kinds of stuff, like shrimp, everything.
Oh,
it was phenomenal.
That's nice.
Phenomenal. Hey, Esmeralda, you got a big Monday planned?
Yeah. No. Yes.
Yes. Okay. How about you, Dan? Big.
Two seconds. I thought like
big stuff on the docket for Monday.
I'm gonna take a nap.
You're gonna take a nap. Well, you came here straight from WrestleMania.
Yeah. Not in Dallas, from a party.
Directly from Dallas. You came directly from Dallas after WrestleMania.
Me and Undertaker rode in the helicopter and had some pizzerinos or whatever.
Pizzerinos? Wait a minute. That's better. That's a better name.
It's Dan's special pizza.
Pizzerinos. All right, we'll get an explanation of what pizzerino is at some other point. Have a good day, Esmeralda.
Yes,
I'll see you tomorrow morning. All right, we got to take a break. The news is coming up next on WGN.